Hey everyone, welcome back to The Creative Gap. My name is Nick, and we're going to try to answer some more questions today. This one comes from Christopher on Twitter. Christopher is asking two questions. Says, why Medium and why get back into podcasting? So thanks for the question, Christopher. The first question is, why Medium? I've been posting recently over on a site called Medium, and it's kind of a blogging platform. It's kind of a, think of it like a social blogging platform. And the reason I've been experimenting with that is I have this theory, and I didn't invent this theory, but I'm kind of testing this out. I think the personal website is kind of dying. I have nickvegas.tv. And I post some thoughts there. I post some audio, and the podcast is over there and all that kind of stuff. But I have a suspicion that people don't bookmark sites and go hang out on them like they used to. And at least that used to be the way I kind of saw the internet. I either bookmarked my favorite sites, and then I'd go there every few days or every day to see if there was something new, and then read it or view it on the actual website. And I think that's mostly going away. We also used to have RSS feeds that kind of worked like a social network, but for your favorite website. So when something new popped up, you actually got a little ding on your RSS reader, and that sent you over to the site to see it or to read it. And that went away as well, for the most part. And what it's been replaced with is how the internet works today, which is social media. People hang out on social places, and they rely now on their friends and the people that they follow to decide what is important and what they should go read, right? So that is something I think is happening. I definitely know it's happening online. So in other words, if I can instead write the things I'm trying to write on a platform where people are already hanging out on, that's going to allow it to be seen by more people. So Medium, for example, I posted an article on nickvegas.tv a couple years ago, and it's gotten, you know, a few thousand views over the course of a couple years. Didn't really promote it or anything. It's just something I wanted to say, and I put it out there. And I literally put the same thing on Medium a few days ago, and have got over 3,000 views in only the last couple days. So that's the same amount of people that read it in the last few days than on Medium than have ever seen it on my personal website. And that is with almost no promotion, right? That is because I wrote it and put it out into a place where people were already hanging out. And I think this is how everything's going right now. We make a new tutorial on our website, Grayscale Gorilla, and almost nobody is waiting, hanging out on our site, refreshing, looking for a new tutorial. We have to go out to Facebook, to Twitter, to Tumblr, to Instagram, to our newsletter, to tell people that we have something that I think that they might want to look at or view or watch or learn from. And so that's why I've been experimenting with Medium and seeing what that is. Now, is there a downside? Yeah, there's a downside. They aren't on your site. They're not necessarily thinking that this person wrote this, right? At least I don't tend to do that on Medium when I read stuff, is really pay attention to who wrote it. You know, unless it's, you know, I think if it's extra exceptional, people will take notice and then maybe they'll start to think about it. So let's look at what my goal is with this, right? So this is is obviously inside baseball, but I want to share what I'm learning and what I'm learning, what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong in my business as I am building it, and not try to you know, write about this stuff later after I've already made all the mistakes and after all the, you know, dust is settled. I think it's easier to learn and it's easier to teach when you're in the moment and making the mistakes on the fly, which is what I'm doing. So what I decided to do was I'm going to write down stuff that's working for me, stuff that's not working for me, so that other people in a similar stage in their life can learn from the mistakes I made, hopefully, and that I can help answer the next group of people's question. Just like the group that inspired me went out onto their website and described what was happening in their company. People like Jason Fried, people like Jim Kudal went on their site and described how their business was working, and I learned from them. So that's my goal, right? My goal is to share with as many people my mistakes and my success so that they hopefully can make the right decisions, or that I can just, you know, talk to the next group if they're interested. So with that said, if that's my goal, if that's what I'm trying to do here, why not go hang out where everyone else is hanging out and try to have a discussion there rather than force everyone to come to my house, right? My website, right? In order to have that conversation. Okay. So that's why there's a podcast here. You don't need to know me. You don't need to know the website. You don't need to even know me on Twitter or anything. If this podcast is helpful to people, hopefully they tell a friend of theirs, and then they have to go on iTunes or whatever they're using for their podcast and download it. So that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get out into the world and I'm trying to hang out where everyone else is hanging out. Gary Vaynerchuk, if you aren't following him or know of him, check him out. He talks a lot about this. He talks a lot about social media and how people interact online. And I totally agree with him, which is you need to be out where everyone's hanging out and not just in your house waiting for people to knock on the door. I don't think that works anymore. So, I'll say about Gary V one more thing, which is I read a lot of what he writes. I've listened to most of his podcasts. I've read all of his books, and I was thinking about it. I haven't been on his website in years. I mean, years. The last time I was on it, it was like tan and yellow, and it must have been 4 or 5 years ago. But I feel kept in touch with what he's up to, what his message is, what he's been doing, because I follow him literally everywhere else, right? So follow him on Twitter, on Snapchat, buy his books. And I realized I haven't been to his site and I haven't needed to do that, right? That went away for me, for Gary, right? So is there a chance that whatever you're working on is really great, but it's hidden? It's hidden from the world because you're not going and putting it out in front of where people are hanging out. Now, you don't want to spam people. You don't want to just constantly go, hey, go read this. Hey, go read this. Hey, go read this. You need to go out. You need to go help people. You need to answer their questions, which is what I'm trying to do here, right? So I'm going to answer more questions. I'm going to post it on Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that when I have an answer. And I'm going to try to continue to write out on Medium where people are already looking for things to read instead of saying, hey, come back to my website to do this. So that's it. That's just, those are the reasons why I got into Medium and into podcasting as well. It all comes down to what your goals are. If you want to reach more people, if you want to help more people, if you want to build an audience, if you want to help a larger group of people, you need to go meet them first. This happens in real life as well. You're going to do much better by leaving the house, going to a meetup, going and shaking hands with other programmers, developers, designers, whatever you do. You're going to do much better going out into those groups, shaking hands, meeting people, saying hi, how can I help, right? Then sitting in your own house with a sign out front that says, come knock on the door and ask, you know, I can help you, right? Or call this phone number and I can help you. That, to me, doesn't seem as helpful as getting out into the world and shaking some hands. So that's why I'm experimenting with Medium. And that's certainly why I'm podcasting. I want to be able to show up in your pocket, you know, in your iPhone whenever there's a new episode, and for you to be able to play it and listen to it and do hopefully what you're doing right now, which by the way I hope is helping. You know, that hopefully I'm not rambling on here. So, that is it. So thanks for listening to that one. I would love your feedback. As always, hit me up on Nick Vegas. If you have any questions that you want answered as well, hit me up there. I would love to try and answer it. And I will see you over on Medium too. I think you can find me on Medium at Nick Campbell. And I think you just search my Twitter name as well, which is Nick Vegas. Might be able to find me. But I hope to see you over there. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you in another podcast real soon. Bye-bye.